Hey, before Carolyn goes to bed, I have a quick question about electromagnetism.
Oh, yeah. She gets the best stuff. You know that.
Well, I was working on the electricity discussion from a while ago, and electromagnetism, when I looked it up in the wiki, it says, it happened to say that the word electron is from the Greek term meaning amber, and magnetic, which means magnesium stone, magnesian stone. And I'm not
magnetite.
Sure what...
Say magnetite.
Magnetite, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And it seemed significant on some level, and I was thinking, Ion, you might be able to shed some light on it. No. Just a little light.
How spectacular. Wow. That sums things up, doesn't it? Get back. Let's hold this just a second. You need to find out what electromagnetic fields are first. Okay, the electric fields are created by differences in voltage. The higher the voltage, the stronger will be the resultant field. Magnetic fields are created when electric current flows. The greater the current, the stronger the field. Okay, an electric field exists when there is no current flowing. If the current does flow, the strength of the magnetic field will vary with the power consumption, but the electric field strength will be constant. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Electromagnetic fields are present everywhere.
Okay.
Electric fields are produced by local buildup of electric charges in the atmosphere associated with thunderstorms. The Earth's magnetic field causes the compass needle to orient to a north-south direction, used by birds and fish for navigation. How marvelous.
So can I jump to the Fringe episode that you wanted us to look at?
Sure.
I think it was season 4, episode 22. And beyond that, I actually want to jump to when the Watchers have taken over the world, supposedly, and
had the world, darling. They've always had the world. They just see it from hindsight. They see the reverse version of it, so it seems like they're in control. They're not. They're just watching it happen that they've already seen. They're watching the past through perfect tense allows them to see that what would be, to see what would have been.
I see that, and one of the things I noticed this time watching that I had never noticed before was the poster on the side of the buildings that said, under the Watcher's image, it says, the future in order.
In order. The right, yeah. Or they had to put a sign up because it wasn't.
Yeah, that's what I kind of noticed. Well,
the frequency in a wavelength, a field, it just simply describes the number of oscillations of a cycle per second. While you have a wavelength, it describes the distance between one wave and the next. Hence, the wavelength and the frequency are inseparable, intertwined. The higher the frequency, the shorter the wavelength. And that's how you do everything. So you said, may we jump to such and such?
Oh.
Yes, and that's the process by which you do it.
The
EMF.
Electromagnetic frequency.
Ew.
So that's why when they were depicting it in the series, they'd have all the electrical charges before they were able to move something from world to world very quickly, or in no time, or through the...
Right. Okay, so we got one for you. Can you describe the difference between a non-ionizing electromagnetic field and an ionizing radiation?
Ooh, one gives off ions and one does not.
Nice, but you can't use ions in the conversation.
Who said that? Who spoke that?
Oh, that was Brew, sorry. Kevin Brewery.
Oh, yes, Brew, yes. Well, Allison or Sarah, you know, pick up the thread. Allison, you didn't even get to your
describe,
point.
No, I'm still even trying to focus on what Ian just said.
Quantum.
Right, but what were you trying to say? What
particle.
Was your question? Don't get thrown. Just go back to your question.
Quantum what?
Quanta.
quanta.
We're talking about
what was your question?
Ionizing electromagnetic fields and ionizing radiation. Don't worry about
the question. Original
Bob,
question?
Got, don't worry about this, Bob. We got this. Quanta. Q-U-A-N-T-A. Quanta, the higher frequency, the shorter wavelength waves carry more energy with the lower frequency, the lower wavelength field. Some electromagnetic waves carry so much energy per quantum that they have the ability to break bonds between molecules in the electromagnetic spectrum. Dun, dun, dun.
The Olivia factor?
Ambient and ionizing radiation. Fields whose quanta are insufficient to break molecular bonds are called non-ionizing radiation. Man-made sources of electromagnetic fields that form a major part of industrialized life of electricity, microwaves, radio frequency fields, are found in relatively long wavelength and low frequency in an electromagnetic spectrum, and their quanta are unable to break chemical bonds. There will be a quiz later.
So is that transmutation?
No. That's low frequency fields, positive or negative charges. That's fields. That's fields.
Is quanta kind of a conjugation to explain that that would be the production of these two interacting?
No.
I'm confused.
No. So, look up quanta and give a definition. And you won't. You shan't be.
Hmm. It says it's the plural of quantum. Oh, boy. It makes me think of all the talk we used to say about raising our frequency was the point of some of the ascension.
Quanta are particles that are carried by electromagnetic waves.
Is that the wave that's going to hit the wall?
Here at the wall, no.
Is the wave that hits the wall a sound wave?
No.
We're at the wall and the gates are open?
No. There's no gates in this wall. Too close to battery park.
So quanta is the minimum.
So the new song doesn't have any effect on the wall?
No, it does not.
Oh.
The new song has an effect on you. It doesn't affect the wall.
It says quanta is the minimum amount of any physical entity involved in an interaction. Behind this, one finds the fundamental notion that a physical property may be quantized, referred to as the hypothesis of quantization. This means that the magnitude can take on only certain discrete values. A photon is a single quantum of light and is referred to as a light quantum. The energy of an electron bound to an atom is quantized, which results in the stability of atoms and hence of matter in general. As incorporated into the theory of quantum mechanics, this is regarded by physicists as part of the fundamental framework for understanding and describing nature at the smallest length scales.
Good. Good. Does that help?
The smallest length scales. So it's almost
You can have a higher frequency ones, but it's the shorter wavelengths. And they'll carry more energy than the lower frequency, the longer wavelength fields. Mm-hmm. We're talking about specifically the particles. Quanta is the particles that electromagnetic waves will carry.
So particles like being part of us, you mean, if we're going to go to other worlds?
Well, but you got to get down to figure out the difference between ionizing radiation and then the electromagnetic spectrum and how the quanta, whether or not they're able to break those chemical bonds. See, we can break you down chemically. We can break you down and melt you into agar if we need to. It's not a problem. And we can divide you. And remember back in Star Trek, Gene Roddenberry, we just love us Gene Roddenberry. When they finally made a photon disseminator, that's what they called it. But it was basically the way to beam them up. It takes, remember they slide the thing, and they slide it down, and they slide it back up. They pull it down, and they slide it back up. And they disappear and come back, or back and forth, and they do it like they were trying to jumpstart an 8-track tape player back in the day. But the point of that was, is it was ripping off your field that holds you together, making you into a particle wavelength that can make it put somewhere else, land it and reassimilate or put those molecules back together. We laid it
so
out.
Is that what, that's what you're saying, the difference is between an ionizing radiation field and non-ionizing electric field?
It's how the quanta are divisible. The quanta divisible by a certain degree of wavelength, field, electromagnetic field, and or radiation. You can have them at low frequencies. You can have them at high frequencies.
Mm-hmm. So can RNA drops stop ionization or ionizing radiation?
No, but they can extend and expound wavelength within your strata.
Because we always talk about getting as much H-197 as you can.
So you're getting that naturally. What you needed was a planet that would make more. You can thank Bob for that. And purple, Fukushima. And Palo Alto, and there's lots of them that are helping.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting in Fringe, too, about the, I never remember this, or didn't remember hearing this before, about the fact that the Watchers wanted the atmosphere to have less oxygen, and so they were pumping it. Yeah, that was interesting. In that scenario, it was going to decrease the life of human beings, but what I took that to mean was
No, it is. It is going to decrease the life of human beings. It is.
Except for those that are taking the RNA drops and ascending.
No, fuck human beings, darling. They're ridiculous. They're inappropriate in every way. Get rid of them. They aren't serving you at all. Get rid of them all. You want to be God. You want to come into your place of power. This is for the God.
Mm-hmm.
Nectar of the gods. That's what you meant. That's right. But we were going over the top because when we say it, we give a little more traction out of it, huh?
Yeah.
And a reset.
A reset. Bob and his reset.